All right, good morning. It is the Morning Fury radio show, and it is a Thursday morning, and we've got a big event coming up here sports-wise. St. Lake Broadcasting is a voting member of the Thumb Sports Writers Association, and our, it's a big event's coming up with the All-Star Basketball Games taking place this Friday at Sandusky High School, June 19th. On Juneteenth of all days, starts at 6 p.m. With me on the phone is our presidente, Paul Adams of the Huron County View, and also all the way straight from Wisconsin. On his way here to the state of Michigan, by the way, is Jonathan Bisher calling in for this event to talk about it. Paul, how are you doing, first of all?
It's good, Eddie. Not many people would get me out of bed early, but you're one of them. So I'm here. Happy to promote our game. This is our 13th game. I can't believe that. We've been doing this thing for 13 years now, and I think it just gets bigger and better every year.
Now, Jonathan, you come home for special events when it involves with the TSA, but also for a bachelor party, so congratulations on that. But you're coming home for this, too, as well. We appreciate you making
I try to plan it. Yeah, I try to plan it where I can hit two birds with one stone, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be a fun weekend. It should be a fun one. But this season, Paul, has been a fantastic, great year for our Thumb sports coverage area teams and our scene like broadcasting coverage area teams. Last weekend, we had two teams make it to the state championship finals. Some went pretty deep as well in the Thumb sports. But for Brown City, a historic season, they get to the state championship game. Did lose to Mende, but what a valiant foray into that. They defeated a team who went there for 21 straight years for a regional championship, and that was the USA Patriot team. And then for Armada Tigers, their first state championship from the Blue Water Area Conference. But what a great season. We also had a state championship team in football with the Harbor Beach Pirates. A lot of football teams went deep, too. Basketball team-wise, again, another deep run for many of our Thumb coverage area teams. And that leads us into the All-Star Basketball Games. But I'll give you a little bit of comments and a mention about these just great teams we've been fortunate enough to get to cover in the Thumb sports area.
Well, Eddie, most recently, Brown City. I actually had a chance to see Brown City during that regional. So I got to see them make history by knocking off USA. And for those who aren't aware, USA punched Brown City in the mouth. They went up 7-3 in that game. And when USA goes up 7-3 on you, usually it's game over. But Brown City came right back, tied the game on a grand slam from Sydney Mabee. And, from there, they really took control of the game. So it was just a great historic win for them. And then the walk-off win against St. Charles, I think it's overlooked for Brown City. Like, yes, they knocked off USA, but that was just in the semifinal. They had to come back and beat St. Charles. They were down to their last out, down two runs to their last out, and scored three runs to walk it off against St. Charles, blasted Byron, blasted Fowler, and put up a really good showing against Mendon. I was there for the state semifinal against Fowler, and I mean, even their outs were loud outs. I believe they only struck out one time, so what a great run. That was just fantastic to see a new team down there and to see what Brown City did. That was really special, and hopefully they can keep that going and maybe start a little dynasty of their own.
All right, so now we actually got some maybe team members from that softball team and even from other teams.
We have one from that team. We have Chloe Hayes from Brown. She'll be representing the East All-Stars this Friday.
All right, so the Thumb Sports Writers Association All-Star Basketball Games, young men, young women now, graduating seniors, will be playing this coming Friday at Sandusky High School. Jonathan Bishop, I'll let you step in here. Do we have the final list on this?
Yes, it is on our Facebook page, on the event page. You can go there and see the rosters. Obviously, we'll have rosters there to hand out at the games, but the final list is confirmed, barring anybody dropping out due to an unforeseen injury or circumstances. So we knock on wood and hope for the best.
Okay.
And let me just add, Eddie, these rosters are always subject to change, and they can change minutes before the game. It's happened before. I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, but it's a fluid situation. When you're dealing with seniors who have graduated, circumstances change between March and April when we ask these players to commit, and then June comes around, and a lot of things in life have changed. So, we have to be very flexible with how things could change on a whim.
All right. So the admission is $10. It went up a little bit this year. And the reason is we added some more sports this year, too, right, to our coffers, you could say.
Yeah, that's correct, Eddie. The only sole reason that this went from $7 to $10 is we added two brand-new All Thumb Sports. We actually voted on All Thumb Baseball and Softball yesterday in Carroll. It was a great meeting, really productive. It's been a long time coming, to be honest. And really, if you want to place any blame on us not doing it sooner, it's really on me. It's a very, baseball and softball are very subjective, but I think we have it down to a pretty good understanding now. And I'm glad we launched these teams. But, you know, long story short, that's two more teams. That's many more trophies and awards that we're handing out. And the money that we were getting from charging $7, it just wasn't going to cut it. We were going to be down to our last $100. So we had to raise the price up a little bit, but, you know, in the end, it's all going right back into the communities that we cover.
Okay. Again, this is taking place at Sandusky High School. It comes back. How long has it been gone from Sandusky? You know, refresh my memory.
I think this is the first one since 2023. I think Scott Bolsby was saying, so, you know, it's been a couple of years. Sandusky is always going to be the home of an all-star game. This is where we had our, you know, the most games so far. It's such a great venue, and we're ecstatic to be back there.
Okay, and again, the event is this coming Friday, June 19th, 6 p.m. start. We'll have girls and boys all-star senior teams. Girls game first. We have 3-point contest for each, also for girls and boys, and then a slam dunk contest for whoever signs up. All right, who wants to take this one? Who are our coaches for the boys and girls?
I have that right in front of me, Eddie. Our coaches for the boys are our all-thumb coach of the year, Ron Rubel from Harbor Beach. He's coaching the East boys. And Derek Flickey from Kingston, who's had a ton of success over there. He's coaching the West team. I think that West team is going to be pretty sneaky good over there. You know, Harbor Beach, you know, gets a lot of the attention. But I think these two teams are really evenly matched. And then for the girls, the West All-Stars is coached by Jay Green of Kingston. And making a return, he coached for the East, coached our COVID game, which was outside. We're going to be inside, and he's really happy about that this time. It's Doug Kirkpatrick from Deckerville.
That's interesting because the last couple of games they played in the regular season into the playoffs were such classic battles, and now we get to see these coaches and some of these players on their teams face each other again, but in an all-star capacity.
Yeah, it's so much fun, and you never know how the groups are going to get together. But, I, you know, last week I was over at the East practice, Eddie, and that team was so much fun. They did more giggling and laughing than they did playing basketball. But that's what this game is all about, is having fun. And that team is certainly showing up, and they're going to have a lot of fun.
All right. On this list here for Coach Ron Rubel, it looks like he's got his almost a starting five on here with seniors, and as well for Coach Flickey. He's got these five Kingston players or more on this team, too. Is that that many seniors, huh?
Yeah, and really, Eddie, that's how it goes. The process goes a lot of times is who has the most seniors, and you know, does this make sense? And you know, geographically, how do the teams divide up? And it just so happened that way this year with two Kingston coaches, and if you even look at the East girls for Deckerville, there's three Deckerville girls on there, so a lot of seniors from the coaches that are coaching. And that's a lot of times that's how it goes.
All right. So we have Benson Harper of Harbor Beach. He was our player of the year. Is that correct?
That's correct.
For Ron Rubel's boys team, Andrew Caban, Skylar Cruz, Matt Geiger, Luke Bisher, all from Harbor Beach. Any relation, Jonathan Bisher, to Luke Bisher?
Yeah, he's my first cousin.
Okay. So we know who maybe Jonathan will be cheering on there. AJ Fritz from Bad Axe, Robbie Souls of Bad Axe, Isaiah Rosser of CPS. Cam Saunders of Croslex had a lot of fun covering those guys, along with Shane Slanick of Croswell, Lexington, Alex Levitz, Jessica Boschke of Deckerville, Kaden Caravu of the Lakers, Luke Good of Lakers, Jacob Korolewski of North Huron, Thomas West of Pack had fun covering him, and Logan Johnson of Ubley. Now, these are seniors, folks, that have graduated to play on this team, right, Paul? That is the major credential of this All-Star game.
Well, except for one this year, Eddie.
Okay.
And when you get to the girls, there's one non-senior playing, and she's from Harbor Beach, but she's an exchange student, so she's not going to lose her eligibility because she's not coming back to play. So she was our sixth player of the year, and we thought it would be a great idea if she was still in the country to play in this game, and she was more than happy to be a part of this game. So for the first time ever, we have a non-senior playing, but she, like I said, was our sixth player. She's an exchange student. She earned the right to play in this game because she she will not be back.
Okay, that's, I like that sub rule there. I like that. Especially if it's an exchange student, this would be a great experience and story for them to tell. So, yeah. Coach Derek Flickie, he's got Peyton Harrington of Kingston, Nicholas Cummings of Kingston, Tanner James of Kingston, and Colin Corliss of Kingston. Really had fun covering those guys in the past years. Ashton Spencer of Akron Fairgrove, Lawson Cooper of Brown City, Xander Grice of Carroll, Connor McGarry of Carroll, Kenton Nicholas of Cass City, Zaire Osterling of Cass City, Luke Thomas of Marlette, Jackson Buell of Mayville, Steele Stricker of Reese, Trey Johnson of Reese, Davis Peters of USA, and Justin Jacobs of USA. So, man, you know, there's a great lineup. And what's special about these All-Star games here, Jonathan, is we get to see sometimes, you know, we have a top player on these teams, but it ends up being like somebody who steps up. You didn't see in our first team or second team, but maybe in our honorable mention, sometimes not. It's usually those diamond in the roughs that step up, and then all these All-Star players start feeding that particular player, and that's what's special about these All-Star games.
Well, yeah, you mentioned it, Eddie, and the thing is a lot of these kids were the best or second best player on their team most of the time, and so they get the, you know, scouting report from the other team during the regular season. We got a key on this guy, we got a key on this guy. But when you got the best of the best going against each other, you know, when you're the best player on one team and you come to the All-Star game, you might be the fifth best player on your team now, and the scouting report shifts off of you. So now you can have a little bit of fun and kind of do your thing. And that's where we see those guys excel in that spot where, you know, not so much pressure's on them. I believe it was close to 10 years ago now, Paul, where we added a guy, was it day of or day before, and he ended up being our MVP out of North Huron, where it's just, you never know what might happen in the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's right. You just never know. Like it goes back to what I said, you know, at the beginning. These rosters are fluid. You never know when that invite is going to come. And that guy, you know, he got invited pretty late in the process and ends up being the MVP that year out of nowhere. You just and those are great stories, and it was just a great opportunity for him. So you never know how this game is going to shake out.
We've seen it last year too. Reese Knoll from Crosses Lex shot two half court shots in the first half. You know, and yeah. You just the whole gym went crazy when he pulled the third one from behind half court and made it. And you're not going to see that in a regular game unless you're trying to beat the buzzer. He did it right in the middle of the game and was having fun with the other team. You know, they were celebrating with him. It's just some of the wildest, most fun, you know, spirited stuff you'll see all year long.
And it's the example I tell these kids. I go to practice, every practice that these teams have. I go to those practices and I tell these kids, you know, how the night's going to go. And I tell them, and I truly mean this, I don't remember a single winner from these games. I don't remember who won last year, but I remember Reese Knoll doing a heat check from three quarters court. I remember that because there were moments from the games that I remember, but I never remember who wins, because who wins and loses really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. We're given an opportunity to make memories, wear that uniform one last time. And I guarantee you, anybody was at that game last year, remembers, they might not remember the name, but they remember the Cross Lex kid that was shooting, because that was just one of those unbelievable moments.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll come back and go through the girls roster. We also have other events from the Film Sports Writers Association that are major fundraisers that you can attend, folks, and help out. But this coming Friday, June 19th at Sandusky High School is the Film Sports Writers Association All-Star basketball games, probably one of the final times that our graduating seniors will play in a high school court in this capacity with former rivals, now team members. That's coming this Friday evening, 6 p.m. at Sandusky High School. That's when the first game and festivities will start, with a three-point contest for each teams and girls and boys, and also our slam dunk contest. That's this Friday, June 19th at Sandusky High School. We'll be right back. Take a quick break. Welcome back to the Morning Fury Radio Show. I'm Eddie Fury, on the phone still with Paul Adams of the Huron County View. He is a sports writer, reporter for that publication. Comes out every Thursday, right, Paul?
That's correct. Sports editor, Eddie.
Sports.
I earned that title.
Okay, sports editor. And also Jonathan Bisher on the road, heading back to the state of Michigan with us as well. He is still a member of our TSA. We just won't let him go, right, Paul?
He went to Wisconsin, but he's still a very valuable member of the TSA in all seriousness. The amount of stuff that I bounce off of JB on a daily basis is insane. He really cares about this organization. We're really happy and really, we're really fortunate, I should say, to have him, and that he still wants to be involved in this organization. So anything that he wants to do, you let him do it, because we're happy to have him.
All right.
We all know you're just holding me captive.
Well, we're just hoping you come back to Michigan. Stay here.
All right. The Thumb Sports Writers Association All-Star Basketball Games are this coming Friday at Sandusky High School. June 19th, 6 p.m. starts. We talked about the boys' teams, the All-Star, West All-Star girls' teams, and East teams. Head coach Jay Green for the from the Kingston Cardinals. They had a great season once again, and me and Paul, we get to cover their playoffs along with the Decker Eagles. But Coach Green will be coaching Molly Walker, star player, player of the year as well, from Kingston, Lila Kylie of Kingston, Grace McGarvey of Kingston, and also Maddie Fields of Bad Axe, Braylon Gutierrez of Carroll, I hope I said that one right, Carla Cortez of Cass City, Michaela Westendorf of Cass City, Aubrey Bauk of Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, Bree Bola of Lakers, Morgan Matusik of Millington, Arby Hellebuck of Owengage, Brooklyn Spencer of Reese, McKenna Kemp of USA, and Layla Bozeman of USA. That's a pretty nice stacked team there, Paul, for Jay Green.
Let me add, we actually made a trade, so you're on a older roster.
Okay.
Emily Sophie from North Huron and Gentry Zimmerman from North Huron are now on that team.
Okay. All right, and again,
yeah, we had a couple of roster. We had to adjust with some players that weren't able to play, and we shifted a couple of players over to make some room for other players.
And for the All Thumb East All Star Girls Basketball Team, led by head coach Doug Kirkpatrick of Deckerville, Libby, the intern, co-host, and basketball player Libby Tank of Deckerville will be playing. She was on the first team. Maya Garza of Deckerville, you know, kind of a Deckerville on the team. Harley Leisure of Brown City. Chloe Hayes of Brown City, straight off the softball games from last week. Ella McMillan of Crosby, Lexington. Lexi Rogenbuck of Harbor Beach. Lira Ojeda, right, of Harbor Beach.
Sure, that's our exchange student.
Yeah, our exchange students, where we made the exception for her to be on this team. Alexandra Finlay of Marlette's. Emily Sophie, you said this is the trade that we made over to the West, right?
Yes.
Okay, and Gentry Zimmerman is the other one that goes up to the West?
That's correct.
All right, Allison Kramer of Peck, Maggie Kynef of Sandusky, Brooke Gwendoline of Sandusky on this East All-Star Girls team. That's the latest, and again, it's fluid so far. Due to the changes that we had made earlier. Again, these are most of the majority of these rosters are going to stay put here, but that's the All-Star Girls team, and looking for a pretty good competitor. That team doesn't look bad when you take a step back also, so you never know what's going to happen.
No, I think both of these teams are going to be fairly competitive, obviously. You know, probably a slight edge to the West All-Stars with the Kingston girls, but you know, I think that East team's got a lot of talent too. Libby Tank and Harley Leisher, those are two first teamers. All Thumpers teamers. I think that's going to be a lot of fun to see them play together. I like the Sandusky girls as well. And like JB said, you just never know. I mean, it could be Allison Kramer from Peck who has that game, and she could be the MVP. You never see it coming. You know, that's why it's so much fun on a Friday night.
Okay, again, the Thumb Sports Writers Association All-Star Basketball Games this Friday, June 19th, 6 p.m. at Sandusky High School. Be sure to attend this, folks. $10 admission. It's one of our major fundraisers for the things that we throw right back into our student athletes. All right. Who wants to take care of this?
Let me add, Eddie, real quick.
Yeah.
Let me add real quick. The money raised for this game, this is what makes the All-Thumb teams possible. All-Thumb football, All-Thumb volleyball, basketball, and now baseball and softball. The money from this game is solely for all the All-Thumb teams and the costs that go with them. When we have that big award banquet for basketball in March, the money from this game goes to that. So that's where the money is going for. That's our fundraiser for the All Thumb team.
All right. So now we have other fundraisers and events coming your way. Most particularly, who wants to carry this one? We have a golf fundraiser event coming up in July.
Go ahead, JB.
This will be the third annual TSA golf outing. Now, this golf outing, all the funds go to our newly launched Hall of Fame, where we inducted our first ever class this last January. All the proceeds from this one go to make that night possible, where we host a wonderful banquet and dinner and awards night for all our Hall of Fame, which includes any player from the TSA history, so 2006 and on. We go on and we award all those guys that, you know, excelled not only on the court, but a lot of them off the court. And that's what these proceeds go for. So that's a third ever annual outing to go for the Hall of Fame, to put those proceeds, allow us to host this nice dinner, get these nice trophies for all these guys. You know, just another way to honor them for everything they did for, you know, growing up here in the community.
Yeah, this is coming up just under a month away. It's on a Thursday, July 16th at Ubley Heights Golf and Country Club. And these proceeds from this Thumb Sports Writers Association golf outing fundraiser goes to the TSA Hall of Fame, which will be coming up also in January, I believe. Is a date, concrete date set for that too?
Concrete date is set, Eddie. It is January 16th, 2027 at Ubley Heights Golf and Country Club.
Okay. And that's also the location of the golf outing. So get your team signed up. Four-person teams. Pretty affordable. It's a lot of fun. That's the whole point. Last year, I had a lot of fun. I got to be on a team there. And Ubley Heights has been a great host here, Jonathan and Paul. I think it's just a great location, great course. A lot of guys that really support the teams are either their coaches or assistants. But in general, we try to get to folks to see exactly what we're all about. And hopefully they can see and spread the word on that.
Yeah, it's a great day. It's a great event, Eddie. We had 23 teams last year. We're hoping to match that or maybe exceed it this year. Like you said, Ubley Heights, I don't hear too many people that come to the Heights and don't enjoy around there. We intentionally kept this very affordable, $75. That includes your golf cart, lunch at the turn, dinner after golf. And then we'll have raffle prizes. We'll have on-course prizes. It's just a good, fun day. And our Hall of Fame is the only benefactor from this event.
I want to say one thing too about this golf outing. If you guys want to see what the funds go to, come check out the Hall of Fame dinner in January. We had our first ever one this past January, and it was such a success from every member of the TSA, you know, that contributed to help that make that thing possible. Then all the members that got inducted, they were the ones that, you know, truly believed in it. Also, when the TSA got launched, you know, our first ever player of the year in any sport was Jordan Bitzer, and he was all about being there at dinner for the first ever Hall of Fame dinner. So it's just kind of how that comes full circle. The first person ever being player of the year to being inducted to the Hall of Fame. If he's out there supporting it, you know, if you guys want to see what this money goes to, we show you. We're trying to put on a top-notch event when it comes to the Hall of Fame dinner. So the more support you can give us at the golf outing, then come to the dinner, enjoy it at a great dinner, and you get to see all these people where they are now in life, you know, 5, 10, 15, and now we're even looking at 20 years later, and we can still talk about, you know, the days in high school when they had a blast and all the memories that come with it. And like Paul said about the All-Star game, you don't remember who wins or loses, but they have moments from practice, moments from games, moments from bus rides they talk about. And that's what this really is about. It's lifelong moments and memories that you get to cherish with your coaches and your old players and teammates and friends from high school one last time.
All right. That's the Thumb Sports Writers Association golf event that goes to the Hall of Fame. Don't forget, this coming Friday, June 19th, the Thumb Sports Writers Association All-Star Senior Basketball Games with our graduated seniors. This is the 13th time we've done this. It's taking place at Sandusky High School this coming Friday, 6 p.m. Come check it out, and you can always follow up-to-date updates at the Thumb Sports Writers Association Facebook page as well. And we even have postings of past teams and that Jonathan, I think, was just posted recently on the TSA Facebook page also. So it's a great record and resource what we've done in the past. A shout-out to all the TSA members. I mean, so many great partners and even volunteers that get involved. I know, Paul, your mom has been involved. Your wife has been involved. Ashley Wiener Palmer, who is we call the den mother of the TSA now, really helps organize a lot of these events for us. Makes it run smoothly. Our TSA sports reporters, from Mike Gallagher, the San Lake County News, to Scott Bowlesby of the Tuscola County Advertiser. We also have you, Paul. Jonathan, Kristen Selleck of Let's Talk Sports, or he's our unofficial, you could say, AD of the TSA, as he's with Millington Sports. Even Chris Wilcox. We have Ben Miller, Miller Sports Time, Jason Parmenter of Quad and Pro Sports and Varsity Monthly, and his fantastic photographers. Tom Green of the Huron Daily Tribune. Yes, from the Huron Daily Tribune paper, Tom Green. So a shout out to him, too. So anything else we need to add here?
And Eddie, you mentioned the volunteers, like the non-voting members, like my wife, my mom, Ashley Maynard Palmer. Ashley's put her nieces to work at various events. Ashley's mom helped us with the Hall of Fame. Without those people, we couldn't put on the events that we do. My wife is the first first person that people will see at the All-Star game on Friday. She's there taking the money, with a smile on her face, and she kind of sets the tone for everybody else. My mom will be there on Friday as well. So without those people that are contributing, non-voting members, we just couldn't do some of the events that we do. And also, I want to add, Eddie, I think in a week or so, we're gonna dive in depth a little bit more on the golf outing. And if and when we do that, I will release the class of 2027 on air that
okay,
day.
Okay, so, great.
Little carrot to dangle out there for a further conversation.
All right, and also our live media, of course, that includes us here, myself on Sand Lake Broadcasting, and also Clark Ramsey and the WWE Sports Crew. Come and check it out, the Thumb Sports Writers Association high school basketball games this Friday, June 19th. We'll have more info on those other events at the event. Come on, it's a lot of fun, folks. That's this Friday at Sandusky High School. Gentlemen, thank you.
And you got to be at the game. There is no network at this game. You have to be there to see it.
All right. Thank you. And we'll be right back.